Jesus, in his humanity, only ever did what pleased the Father? Question, is that in your thinking too, to only do what pleases the Father? If it isn't, may I suggest that you stop right there and take a little time to consider the question. Pleasing the Father may change your life completely. You could experience radical renewal rather than business as usual. The kingdom could come in you in fullness. It's entirely up to you, but from this point on we are going to look at what pleases him, what gives him joy, what satisfies him, what glorifies him, what magnifies him. Jesus, it was said, would see the travail of his soul and be satisfied. I want that more than anything. Do you? No man building a tower doesn't sit down and count the cost first, and this could be a cost-counting exercise. It will cost you in terms of time, money, friends, family, possessions, pastimes and hobbies. Full counsel of God coming up, the one from which Paul did not shrink. But no man leaves mother, father, sister, brother, houses, land in this life and in the life to come, eternal life. You'll find that in Luke 14, 28-35. And he ends up by saying, in the same way, those of you who do not give up everything you have cannot be my disciples. Salt is good, but if it loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is fit neither for the soil nor for the manure pile. It's thrown out. Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. Funny that. Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. It's almost the same thing that Jesus says to the churches in Revelation.